In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take
now.
My hand if you trust, and we will do what we must, until it's turning out just like we planned.
We'll find a way so proud.
The road is long, but our mojo's strong, and unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
At the end of the last session, you had gotten permission from Walter Russell, the walrus philanthropist, a billionaire industrialist, to go check out the trophy room, get a look at that 50th consecutive second place trophy, because silver has been stolen all over the city. But as you put your hand upon the handle to open the door and go past security, the Barnyard All-Stars took the stage and recognized Roger immediately, called out, "It's Tiny Dancer!" So, your hand's on the handle. You've just been identified. They've called out to you. What do you do?
I'm afraid you have mistaken me for someone else, my friend.
No, man, it's Tiny Dancer. Come on up here. Get up here. This is a former member of Barnyard All-Stars, but let's give him a hand. Come on, everybody, cheer him on. Oh. Tiny Dancer. Oh. Tiny Dancer.
Very well, yes. All right. And Roger joins them on the stage.
Well, hey, everybody. So excited to all be here tonight, especially with our old friend. Sorry, what was it again? Is Sean Connery? No, sorry. George Grazenby, right?
Or
Roger,
oh, God.
Roger Moore.
Roger
Although
Moore.
I wish I had thought of Grazenby. That's really good.
Oh, thanks, man. Listen, I had a whole speech. Me, Grand Slam here. And you see, like, a ram with big horns wearing a baseball jersey. He waves. And he says, home stretch. And you see a horse in, like, a tracksuit ready for running, and she waves. You have some, knives on feet, and you see a swan in, like, hockey pads and a hockey stick,
okay.
And he waves. I'm, gridiron. I was going to give a whole speech about, like, determination and teamwork, but I'm just so excited to see my old friend, Roger. Roger, say something, inspire the crowd, man.
Team is an important concept, and there's no X in team. So I guess I've never really left the Barnyard All-Stars, even though I really wanted to. And, just so you know, if you've ever been kicked out of a team or left a team, that doesn't mean you're not a team player. It just means you haven't found the team that deserves you yet.
Oh, man.
Hey, that shrimp over here, man.
What? Sorry, you say shrimp?
Yeah, there's shrimp. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt your thing, man.
No, I mean, but if there's shrimp. Well, Roger, that was really beautiful, man. I just wanted to say one more. Tackle drill! And all four of them go to tackle you, Roger. What do you do?
Oh, man.
Heck yeah, dude. Primal instinct. Don't think. Act.
I am going to dodge them, of course.
I love this move.
If one of my good current teammates could possibly give me a little techno beat.
Yeah, I from the other corner of the room see what's happening and just instinctively like, oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to show these mothers of invention exactly what I'm made of with my ability, which I will be able to remember Night Foxtrot. I'm going to use Night Foxtrot. Yeah.
I'm, when you hear a techno beat, you can do a fluid acrobatic tumbling dance like the French shooting.
I'm irritated.
Okay.
Because I don't think that Dad should be able to say someone make a techno beat and then I can use my ability. That's when would we not be able to do that?
It does
That's
seem
wild.
Like you will be able to always activate this Mondo move.
Well, here's what I'll say is right now there is a the band is still kind of set up on stage.
Yeah.
Ska's the limit.
Yeah.
And
what
keyboard...
is ska but horn based techno music
that
you can really skank it to.
No, but I think we need to address this need in the future, Justin. I think you brought up an excellent point.
Yeah,
I don't want you aggravated, by God.
I want Navy. I think if there's instruments in the room, Navy should give him something that rips. You know what I mean? There's no need for him
I
to fake it.
Yeah, I grab a sax from whoever's playing the sax.
Okay,
in this.
Interesting. And interesting choice for this.
And I,
for techno.
I beatbox into the saxophone like you see in like cool YouTube shorts.
Well, one of you has some kind of drum-related ability, don't you?
I have a thing called Everything's a Drum, but that's just a joke about using environmental objects as melee weapons.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I understand. Okay.
So first, I'm going to have you, Navy, roll 2d8s.
Sure.
To see how well you make a techno beat into a saxophone, like in those cool internet shorts.
Here we go. Partial success. So that's
partial
like,
success.
So it's like.
So I'm going to say instead of rolling 4d8s, you can do 3d8s, Roger. Because it's not a perfect techno beat, but it's
Wait,
better
did he
than
roll
nothing.
For how good the beat is?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was okay. Yeah.
Did you hear it? It sounds more industrial than techno.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, no. No,
it's
no,
back.
Not like this.
It's
no,
back.
It can't be.
Is that the soundtrack from Miami Vice?
This is actually the soundtrack to Taz Steeplechase.
Go ahead and roll 3d8s for me there, Roger.
Okay.
I was running to get it when you guys did the roll. So.
Eight,
oh, okay.
Two, and two.
So with a partial success, I'm going to say you dodge everybody but Gridiron. Gridiron tackles you. You're not going to take any damage or whatever. But a little bit of pride damage as, I mean, all four of them are bigger than you. You are, I would say, about like at least 6 inches shorter than the shortest one, right? So they're all a little bit bigger than you. Gridiron is the biggest leader of the team. Another bull like yourself. He tackles you. You're taken to the ground easily by him. And he stands up and he's like, oh, you almost got away with it, man. But you got to work on it. Still got room to improve. Oh, but good one, man. Good one. And he reaches down to give you a hand up.
Yes. Thank you. He kind of swats the hand away and stands up on his own.
Okay, man. Okay. Little guy, it's so good to see you again, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, in my heart of hearts and my stomach of stomachs, I wish I could say the same. Pal.
Oh, okay. See, man.
I just hope he's too dense to be able to get the joke, but he probably can't.
Let's see. Hold on. He's like, oh, stomachs, man. Yeah, hungry. I get it.
Yes, very good.
I sheepishly hand the saxophone back to the stage performer that I took it from, and I say, I'm really sorry. That was hugely inappropriate of me to jump on stage and take your working instrument away from you.
Yeah, man. It was. You wouldn't pretend, like, you pretend to be a musician, man, and it's like, I work hard,
I know.
You know what I mean, for this talent, and you're doing, like, stolen talent.
Hey, how are you talking and playing the sax at the same time?
Exactly. That's the kind of work I've put into
this. That's a true pro.
Do you
pro.
Understand?
Okay, sorry. It's, I'm so sorry.
I forgive you. So Gridiron waves to the crowd. Everybody's cheering. They're, you know, chanting, all stars, all stars, all stars. You guys get off the stage. So what are you doing here, man? And who are those other dudes? Who is that guy who is kind of sort of playing saxophone?
No idea.
Okay.
I'm kind of in between gigs. right now. The competitive dance, the competitive dance thing is a little slow.
Yeah.
And, so I'm working, waiting some tables, you know, filling glasses, making sure the shrimp tower is.
Oh, is that what you're filled. Doing here, man? You're catering?
Yes, I'm.
Oh.
Yes, I'm. I'm catering. Yeah. But I'm happy. I'm happy. It's they're a good bunch. They're a good bunch of caterers, and I feel like I've found a home here.
Oh, cool, man. Well, keep up the good work. And he holds his hand out to shake your hand.
Okay. And then he shakes his hand.
You feel something in the palm of his hand, and after you shake hands, you see he slipped you a $5 bill.
Oh, God.
God. That's,
oh, that's
withering.
So
oh,
rough.
Wow.
I, while this is happening, Travis, I would like to... obviously, I think, you know, I'm kind of on a hold as Roger's up on stage, but I would like to kind of look around because I feel like this moment would be the moment that maybe somebody would try to do a crime.
Oh, interesting. Okay, give me a looking around to see if this is the moment where someone does a crime roll, which is 2d8.
Okay, it's a mixed success. So I sort of see someone doing a crime.
Yeah,
it's a little crime.
You see people embezzling lightly all around.
Okay.
No, I see people on Ashley. I see people on Ashley Moodison. Oh, there you go.
Some gray collar crime.
Yeah, there's a lot of gray collar crime
it's
happening.
Just marriage crimes here. We're fine.
Morality more than anything. Some light fraud is happening at table six. People selling each other land they don't have, that kind of thing. But they're exchanging it equally, so it's fine. What you do notice is that there is a second entrance to the hall. You can see, like, into the back hall kitchens, right, as people are coming and going through the swinging doors. Mm-hmm. And you can see a door on the same wall that you assume is going that direction, except there are no guards on that door.
Okay, I'm going to slip in through there during the commotion.
Okay, great. Let's see. At this point, Roger, you're still up at the front. Mm-hmm. What about you, Navy? Are you staying with Roger or are you going with...
Yeah, I would like to try and get Roger out of this hugely uncomfortable social situation. And I'll walk up to Roger and be like, hey, fellow caterer, the shrimps is... going bad, and so
so everyone's watching on stage, and then Griffin walks up, maybe walks up in the middle of the stage, in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I mean, I hopped on stage to do a techno saxophone beat already, so
of
I'm
course
already up
yes
there.
Right,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah, the shrimps have gone sour, and the boss caterer has asked me to get you to throw them in the big dumpster.
Okay, so I turn to Gridiron and say, I've got a bit of a prawn emergency, so.
Oh, yeah, man.
It was just as good seeing you today as it ever was, my friend.
Yeah, get the let out, man. It's like Def Prawn 5.
Yep. Excuse us. We have to do the shrimps.
As we get off stage, I want to just do a quick sort of emotional check in, like, hey, man, that was absolutely brutal. Are you doing okay?
I'm glad you asked that. I believe that there was some subterfuge going on there. Here, let's inspect this $5 bill, because if my suspicions are correct, Gridiron has scribbled some kind of note onto the $5 bill.
Hey, I'm pretty sure he was just slamming you. But
Travis, I want to make sure I'm not watching that, because it will bum me out.
Yeah, you don't have to see that.
Okay, so if I, like, see it going that way, I'm like, I just go look and listen to something else, because I don't want that baggage. I don't want to have to look at him and keep talking and adventuring with him and knowing that. So, like, I don't know about this. This happened canonically.
Here, let's hold it up to the light and look. And really peer
at it.
It's
making it harder to not look.
Really, really peer at it now. And so...
Try getting it hot, Nat. Hold it over a candle.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
But I didn't see him to say that. Like, well, I'm not seeing
You're safe. You're safe. Yeah. You're safe. Don't worry.
So I inspect the $5 bill.
Yeah, there's nothing on it.
There's a map.
Don't I even get to roll?
Sure, Dan.
Oh, cool. Let it
what
be
should
good.
I roll?
2D8, please.
2D8.
But if you get a really good roll, then fate
yeah,
has
understand.
Already given it to you.
Yeah, there's nothing on it.
double failure?
Hey, but two. practice makes perfect, dude. Give yourself a point.
Yeah.
It's a map, okay. But it's to like a really crappy treasure.
Yeah. You're pointing at like the picture of like Abraham Lincoln and stuff, and you're like, see? Like I told you.
That's Abe Lincoln.
I guess it was a slam. You'd never do anything like that to me, would you, Navy?
No, I would not. Hey, listen. Me and you, kindred spirits. I know what it's like to be the sort of run to the litter. No. You got nothing to worry about here. Here, I think we're all on sort of equal footing. You know, that's what I like about our little outfit.
I hope Lyle didn't see, because, boy, that would have been rough.
I don't know where old Lyle went off to.
I'm throwing out all this shrimp!
Agent Mingo retakes the stage. The band takes their instruments. And Mingo says, hey, everybody, while we were backstage, we had a discussion about it. We've decided to move on to phase two now of our band. No more are we Ska's the Limit. Don't worry, we know Ska's not everybody's thing. No, from now on, we're that swing you do. Hit it, boys! And they start doing some, like, Squirrel Nut Zippers, some Big Bad Voodoo Daddies cover songs. And we're going to jump.
Tonight we will be Kathleen Turner Overdrive.
We're going to be jumping to Lyle as he enters into the Hall of Fame.
Now, I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, you went into the kitchen.
Canonically, I went. Well, you said there was the door that was uncovered.
Yeah, there were swinging doors to the kitchen, right, where you can see the caterers and staff going in and out. And you can see a door in the kitchen that would lead into the Hall of Fame area, as best you can surmise it. And there's no guards on that door.
That is the way I went. Through the kitchen, I threw away the shrimp, and then I went in through that door.
Okay.
A little more covertly.
A lot of this is different college
right.
Hall of Fames.
Yeah, see, Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
No, it's still, it hasn't always been animals.
But enough people in Mississippi became mice that they were like, this is getting silly.
Well, at this point, we're all calling it Mississippi. It is very important to note that River City is the only place
animal yes.
with abnormals.
Yes.
Some abnormals can leave the city, but when they do, they lose their connection to the thing that, like, makes them powerful. The Allspark. Be it food created by Barker Innovations or the active, you know, carbon in the food and stuff like that. So there are no mice
Sorry,
in Mississippi.
You have forgotten that my dark fantasy epic, The Mouseborn Chronicles, are taking
right,
place in parallel.
I'm
to the
sorry,
events
I
of this story.
Justin, I did not mean to downplay what at this point is a 15 novel series.
Yeah, saga. It's a saga, Travis. It's a two-part saga that goes into a multi-series.
It's like yes. Redwall. It's like Redwall with kissing is
did
how Justin was describing it to me.
Yeah. You even read the omnibus. I sent you so many omnibus.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay, because there was one word on each page.
He's been using it to prop open doors. Oh,
that would never work. It's only a 17-page omnibus. It's really more of a flyer, the Mouseborn Chronicles.
But you use cardstock, which I appreciate. So you walk into the Hall of Fame. It's low light. This isn't the full lighting setup turned on, right? So you can see, you know, it's still in kind of its after-hours lighting setup. But you see a man back to you facing a trophy case. And he doesn't turn towards you, but you hear him say, excuse me, this area is off limits.
Is that to me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, man, they're hurting everybody in here. I just took a trip through the kitchen to throw away some rotten shrimp.
Okay.
But I think they're all headed this way.
It's like not a big deal, man. Just relax.
Negative. No one else is coming this way. I don't hear any footsteps. You're the only one here. Please, remove yourself from the premises.
Well, I'm worried about something, man. I'm worried there's a sneaky stealer around, and it's gonna make a go at this, the trophy cup.
Oh, nonsense. Do not be absurd. I am a security person. I shall keep this trophy safe.
What's my read on this person? I've worked with a lot of different crews. What's my read?
I would say even without having to roll, right, this person has not turned to look at you. They are speaking in a somewhat stilted manner. And all of this is just the fact, really, that all of this is being said with their back to you. Now, if you want additional details, give me a roll to kind of read the situation.
No, I'm not going to push it any farther than I already have. I am going to say, oh, my mistake, man. Fair enough. And I'm going to loudly clomp off about 10 steps, and then I'm going to go invisible.
Oh, using extreme hiding?
Yes, that's the perfect ability for the moment. Yes, Travis, I'm going to use camouflage,
I knew certainly that you, Justin, weren't simply declaring that you would become completely magically invisible. I knew that you were using one of your skills.
Yes, which I have spelled appropriately in the corresponding document. Use camouflage to hide. It always looks wrong. No matter how many times you read it, it looks like it can't be right, but that is how you spell camouflage.
Okay. Roll 3d8s for me, Justin.
There we go.
Ooh,
cowabunga, baby.
Yeah, a cowabunga. So you are a shadow in the dark. You are perfectly camouflaged into the wall of slightly darkened Hall of Fame. And once you have completed this, you see this figure, this man, turns his head 180 degrees. And says, oh, excellent. That person is gone. Back to what I was doing. And his head turns back around. And you hear, like, kind of a high-pitched, like, sizzling, burning noise. And then you hear a suction cup noise. And then you hear what can only be described as a chomping sound.
I have to act. What else is in the room?
You can see there's, you know, a couple, not quite statues so much as like figures displaying different like famous jerseys. This is kind of a Hall of Fame, not just to the River City Runner-Ups, which is their football team, but to the other River City like kind of sports teams that occasionally use the arena. So you see like, you know, baseball jerseys and basketball jerseys and stuff like that. You see other trophies. There's some like banners hanging from the ceiling.
Is it like higher security stuff, or like is there anything behind glass, or is it just like tchotchkes?
The trophies are behind glass, but you can also see there's some like recreations of like old stadiums and things like that, you know, signed balls around, that kind of deal.
Okay, I chuck Hatchet Man as hard as I can at the trophies behind glass.
Okay, yeah, give me a 3d8 roll with your intention being to shatter the glass.
Exactly, and set off the alarms. That's, whoa. Okay.
No. I'm seeing it.
It's a 3 and a 3 and a 3. It's a 3, 3, 3.
Now, 3 failures of the exact same number has got to be worth some sort of bonus point.
What can I trade that in for, Trav?
Well, Justin,
hey, I'm at the redemption counter. What can I get for these?
Practice makes perfect, dude. Fail yourself another point in your practice points.
Stacking them up.
He, without looking, reaches out and grabs the axe, and you see him turn and look at it, and turn, and he says, I know you are here. You did not really leave, did you? You have tricked me.
Well, you want a medal for figuring it out? Man, I threw an axe.
His eyes start to glow, and light shines out of them like two flashlights, and he starts to approach your position, scanning back and forth. Looking for you.
I say, all right, we have to do this the old-fashioned way, huh?
And I flex my fists at him, and then I jump at the trophies behind glass to try to shatter with my fists.
Okay. Roll 2d8 for me. Okay, so a mixed success. You got one success there. He grabs a hold of you, but you are able to swing a fist into the glass. It doesn't shatter, right?
Come on.
But the impact, the impact does set off a sensor.
Thank you.
And the two
guards.
Actually
better, because now they don't have to replace it, Travis. So it's like actually a better success.
Yeah, he's a better hero.
He is grappling you now, right? One of the guards that was outside the main door comes in to see, you know, what's going on. And the person who is holding you turns, and you hear him. He opens his mouth, and a, like, signal kind of noise, like a high-pitched series of noises, not unlike like an old school dial-up router, kicks on. And at that point, you see out of the darkness and the shadows in the opposite corner, a, like, it almost looks like a big pendulum, a big pillar, like, swings and kicks this security guard. He gets knocked back, not knocked unconscious. And when this happens, also, you can see now that this man has grabbed you. Behind him, the security glass around the trophy has been cut open, and the trophy has a bite out of it.
Is this a, what am I dealing with here, Travis? What is this, a robot? Is this a humanoid? What's happened?
From the outside, just looking at him, right, appears very human. But I would say everything up till now has indicated that that is not entirely true.
What are you, man?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. My name is Artie, Artie Fischel. I'm just a regular, normal human person like yourself.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
You're a bot, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. I am a normal, regular human person.
Oh, man, you're absolutely a bot. Oh, this makes a lot of sense. Hold on, can you give me a second?
What a funny joke you're making.
Give me a sec.
Okay.
Hatchet Man, return. I gotta go get Hatchet Man.
I'm holding it.
Can't give it back?
No.
People would give it back.
People would give it back.
Mm-hmm.
Roll 2d8.
Or not.
I don't think a people would give it back.
I got double twos. What do I trade it in for?
Another what do I redeem point. Double You're twos for? Be
Another
so
practice
beefy.
Point. Justin.
Sabak! I have Sabak!
Are we hearing this?
I would say at this point, you guys have made it to the room. Now you've walked in. You see the security guard knocked out. The other security guard comes in with you to figure out why his dude hasn't come back now. He helps him up. And you guys walk in to see this. That artificial is holding Lyle with an arm kind of around his chest, right? Not like on his neck, but close to that. And the other hand holding a Hatchet Man off to the side. Oh, hello, more people. This is not ideal.
Lyle, he's talking like a robot. Can you confirm, is that a robot?
Yeah, that's my read on it, but he insists he's human.
Awesome.
Yes, I would say that this axolotl is an axoliar. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha.
That's a pretty good joke. Good news is, though, you can't manslaughter a robot. And I'm gonna tackle him with a blast of water behind me, just launch myself towards him to try to just sort of smash him backwards into the trophy case.
Excellent. Ooh. Give me, you got hydro.
Remember, this goes bad. He is holding me and an axe.
Yeah, but it'll go really good.
Okay, good. Oh, good.
Yeah, that's a cowabunga.
That's a cowabunga. Excellent. You hit him, knocking both Hatchet Man out of his hands, and his arm flies off of Axel Lyle, so both of them are free. He goes flying back and slams into the glass. Once again, does not break.
Oh, my God, Travis. I'm a huge seal, and I blasted
you. Oh, you want him to have to replace it, Griffin? Okay, fine. Shatters the glass. Wow. Are you happy now?
That was specially made. It's in a regular size,
Griffin. They can't just buy it again.
You really railroaded each other, I think.
Well, then it's not railroading if we did it to each other.
Yeah, that's just us on one of those carts where you pump the handle up and down.
You hand carted each other.
Yeah, we hand carted each other.
Yeah.
cease and desist, robot. We are here to stop you from eating.
Eating the trophies?
My doctor has me on a special diet. This is paleo.
You should be a bit more careful, man. Too much silver like that could turn you blue.
Ha ha! Ha ha! Good joke!
No, it's science, man.
I'm going to shock him with my cattle prod.
Does he take damage from me smashing him?
Oh, a great question.
Yeah, I'm going to say with the cowabunga, he does. He's going to take 1 point of damage, mostly from the impact. The glass, you see a couple like superficial cuts, which notably do not bleed.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, with the impact, he takes 1 point of damage.
Radical. And has he dropped Lyle and the axe?
Yeah, they're both free.
Fantastic.
I have a question, and it's important. Are Amnable's people...
In what way?
Such a big question, Juice.
So this is what I'm saying is like we've in this game several times we have used words like person or did you see this person or whatever. Mm. Are Abnables people or are they like a different species? Are they like Homo animalia, Homo superior, like the mutants? I don't know.
You are a person. You are an individual. All the Abnables are individuals. Human beings, no, they wouldn't be called humans, right? They're Abnables. But they are all people and persons. You know, so if we're talking about people, places, and things, you're going to fall into the peoples.
I guess what happens to an abnormal soul after they die?
Well, actually, Valhalla. That we know. That's known. It goes to Valhalla. Oh.
They go to Haven.
They go to the Heaviside Lair.
Yeah, they cross the Rainbow Bridge to Heaviside Lair.
See, we don't have to recreate the wheel. I mean, some
right,
people like Andrew Lloyd Webber. Andrew Lloyd Webber has done the work for us.
This is known.
Not enough actual plays or RPGs in general rely on the work that Andrew Lloyd Webber has done for them already.
He's already done it for us.
Yeah, you guys don't have to figure it all out. Most of it's already there.
Yeah,
it's all there. It drives me crazy when you hear like Mercer describe a piece of armor. It's like, you don't have to. It was red and green and yellow and violet. And it's done. Just describe every garment that way.
Yeah. I've heard Brennan get stuck on like, it's a phantom, but where is he? Where could he be found?
Yeah.
And it's like, Brennan, the opera.
The opera is where he lives. Sorry, Dad, you were going to do something heroic.
I'm going to shock him with my cattle prod. If he is indeed some kind of mechanical creature.
Well, this will tell the tale.
This will tell the tale.
So we'll experiment.
Tale's old as time.
So give me a 3d8 attack with the metal caps and the tips of your horn. Are you charging at him? How are you applying the charge?
Just everyone get a good tackle going on this. On this humanoid robot.
Yeah, I'll just tackle right at him. Charge right at him.
Do it.
Oh my god,
that's
another
six
cowabunga.
And a six. Cowabunga.
We are ruining this android.
You shock him real good. You hit him in the chest and you see like it starts to do what you can only describe as like twitching and glitching. You know what I mean? And you see like burn marks, right, where you hit him, like through the shirt that he's wearing and through like the layer of skin over metal. So now you can see where that skin has burned away and you can see the metal underneath. And you hear him, he says...
Well, but first I have to say something.
Oh, of course. Yes, sorry, I forgot. Of course.
I hope that has sparked your interest.
It has sparked my interest. Thank you for asking. I think it's time for me to call in a little backup. Oh prototypes, these are my brothers. And he opens his mouth once again, and that loud noise that sounds like a dial-up modem clicks. And I'm going to have each of you do a 2d8 roll to see if you take damage.
Is he trying to knock us down with this?
I'll let you know in just a second. Dad, full success. Two successes. Griffin, go ahead.
Two successes.
And Justin, go ahead.
And
wow.
Two
successes. Excellent.
Sorry, were you trying to do a thing just there?
Not just me. At which point, from the shadows, one that had knocked down, the security guard, comes a couple different prototype-looking robots that are much rougher, of course, than the humanoid-looking robot. and they all tackle you in response to your tackles to him in three different directions.
Okay.
So, Roger, you are knocked back into through the wall now. So, quite a bit of panic happening, and everyone's alerted to the situation. You are tackled back through the wall by a kind of spidery-looking robot, which is labeled here Spiderbot. And Lyle, you are knocked into the kitchens with a large ball-shaped robot. And then Navy, you are knocked back into the team's aquatic training center by a big rolling robot. And you also see, with Artie approaching the main room, a clockwork, much flimsier-looking robot, and a strong upper body, but somewhat flimsy-legged robot.
Where did all these robots come from?
They were all hidden in the shadows around the walls and on top of cases and things like that.
So this
we
is a whole
been
robot
paying more
team.
Attention.
Yeah, my fault. My fault, guys.
But the good news is, back in the ballroom with you is Gridiron and Knives on Feet and Agent Mingo and Specialist Darnett. And as soon as you smash through the walls, Grand Slam and Home Stretch work on clearing the room and getting people to safety. And we have entered combat. Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
I'm Emily Fleming.
And I'm Jordan Morris.
We're real comedy writers.
And real friends.
And real cheapskates.
We say, why subscribe to expensive streaming services when you can stream tons of insane movies online for free?
Yeah, as long as you're fine with 25 randomly inserted, super loud car insurance commercials.
On our podcast, Free With Ads, we review streaming movies from the darkest corner of the internet's bargain bin.
From the good to the weird to the holy, look at Van Damme's big old butt.
Free With Ads, a free podcast about free movies that's worth the price of admission.
Every Tuesday on MaximumFun.org or your favorite pod spot.
Who wants to start? I'll leave it up. Hussein wants to go first and face their robot.
I'll take a shot at it.
Excellent. So we're going to start with Roger here. Agent Mingo and the rest of that swing you do. You hear Roger, Agent Mingo yells out, "Hey, ma'am, how can we help? What do you need from us?"
Continue to clear the room. And which one of you is most technologically savvy? Are any of you a hacker? We spend a lot of time on this show looking for hackers.
Oh, no, sorry, man. We're in kind of musician mode right now. Is there anything? I think Derek, our like roadie, he's pretty good with tech. But the rest of these dudes, I mean, I can kind of do some flips and stuff. But the rest of these guys are music guys, you know what I mean?
Give me a beat, a bouncy, doesn't have to be techno, just play something with a little bit of oomph, a little bit of zhuzh to it, will you?
Yes, you've got it, my friend. Hit it, boys. And they start playing Zoot Suit Riot by the Champagne Poppin' Daddies. And so that starts playing, and you've got some swing music in the background, and you're face-to-face with a spider bot with six legs. And the Clockwork Man and the Strong Boy are entering into the room, and you see Artie starts dusting himself off and standing back up to return to the trophy.
Okay. I'm going to use my animal move, Scourge of the China Shop. and attack the spider bot.
Nice.
In close quarters, whirling like a dervish, wrecks everything.
Okay, give me that 48 roll.
8771.
With three successive, two of which are a cowabunga, as you start spinning, you're like grabbing the tablecloths off the tables around you and whipping them around. And two of those tablecloths, as you're grabbing them and spinning, wrap around two pairs of the spider bot's legs, right? So it's wobbling. It trips and, you know, hits a table pretty hard. Not incapacitating it, but definitely, like, taking it out for a round or two of combat. And another one of these tablecloths lands on top of Strong Boy's head, blinding him. And I'm going to say, with that cowabunga, some plates go flying, and one of them hits into the Clockwork Man's leg and just completely demolishes it. So he is kind of down and hobbling and, like, still clawing around, but he's not moving the way he was before.
Nice. You did a good job.
You also have Gridiron and Knives on Feet and Specialist Darnett at your disposal if you want to command them around.
Yes, I do. Gridiron.
Yeah, boss.
Remember the time we played the Clovenhoof Browns?
Yeah, man.
Look at that spider bot's body. Doesn't that look like a fumbled football to you? Cover it! Cover that fumbled football!
Yeah, man, I'm on it!
Go, team, go!
He is going to leap on top of it and kind of slamming down one of his, padded elbows into the eye of the spider bot.
Oh, with a double success! He, too, gets himself a cowabunga and just smashes right through the eye of that robot. And it is malfunctioning pretty hard. Still somewhat functional, but he's still wrestling with it. You also have Knives on Feet and Specialist Darnett.
Knives, can you grab one of these sheets tangled around his two of his legs?
What?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Is he French-Canadian?
He is French-Canadian.
Okay, fantastic.
Couldn't you just, like, instantly tell, like me?
Come on.
And then, Specialist, can you grab the other sheet?
It's Goshua, if you want to just use my name, or Darnett. Either one's fine.
Goshua?
Yeah, my parents misspelled it.
Oh. Hate it when that happens. Now! Pull in opposite directions. Pull.
That's what happened to Geoff Keighley.
Yeah. Oh boy. Four failures. Four, a three, a one, and a three. Yeah, man. So they pull on it.
That's what I get for trusting NPCs.
And basically, the legs kick out in opposite directions, and Joshua Darnett goes flying, as does Knives on Feet. And we're gonna jump over to Lyle in the kitchen there. You are thrown backwards into the kitchen, and the ball bot comes after you, rolling his way there, and then he stands up, you know, and he's got pretty spindly arms and legs around a big kind of orbular body, and there's a panic in the kitchen as you see, like, pans full of oil get knocked over. Fires start, like, spraying up everywhere as this oil is catching fire. And in the panic, like, food and rags and everything are getting knocked into it. And people are panicking.
Okay, everybody, calm down. My name is Axel Lyle. This is an extreme scenario we find ourselves in. And it is not my first time at the rodeo.
I want to use extreme exfiltration just to try to tell people when a structure or an environment is in danger of destruction, I have a practiced sense of the best path of escape. I don't want to use this for myself. I want to use this for them to get them out of there, to be able to tell them the best way out.
Excellent. Yeah, give me that 3d8 roll. And remember, that's a mega cowabunga right there.
And also me, and also I was looking for
Excalibur, money. Laser sword.
I was looking for money too.
And Jesus pops in like, "Hey, you need any help, man? Anything I can do?"
No, that was good. I feigned confidence, and fate delivered. You got to just take that as it is, man. Yeah. They'll tell the tale. They'll spread my legend.
So, Axelio, not only do you direct these people, you slide a table over, right, that creates a barrier between them and this ball bot, allowing them to climb under the smoke and the fire to get behind you. And now they're heading out the back door. Not only that, but as the table slides, it knocks into the ball bot and you see it wobble and it splashes down, and that foily fire splashes up onto its left arm. And you can hear the sizzling of all of the wires and everything inside that left arm as it just melts and goes limp.
Now, I was trying not to hurt your friend out there because I thought he was people like me. And then Axelio pulls out Hatchet Man and then puts it in his side holster and then takes out the plastic cap that goes over the sharp part. And he puts the plastic cap both back over the sharp part. Said, but now that it seems that you're some sort of mechanical creature, all bots are off. And then I reach up to whatever I can grab from the tools in the kitchen. I don't know. I want to roll for what utensil I grab because I want to do no look to be more intimidating.
I love that.
So I'll use anything. Everything's a drum. Which Dad so helpfully let me prelude earlier in the episode. And I'll roll 3d8.
You're welcome.
See what I can grab. It's all part of your plan, I know, Dad. 4, 4, 5.
Okay, so a mixed success there. You reach up, you come back, and in your right hand, you have a spatula. And in your left hand, you have a small saucepan.
Perfect. And then I hit him in the head with it. I guess head is not accurate for a ball bot. It's all a sphere, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hit him in his eye hole, his sensor hole.
With the saucepan or with the spatula? And it's a metal spatula, to be clear.
It's a metal spatula. Well, anything's a drum. So I'm going to use I'm going to shove the metal spatula in its eye hole. Sensor hole, excuse me.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, give me a 3d8 roll.
Oh, God.
I mean, what do you do with that? 3, 4, 3. I mean,
you make Halo.
Apparently not, man. It's protecting this ghost here.
You come running at him to jam that metal spatula into his eye hole, and he just rolls over you, and you're going to take, you're going to take 2 points of damage.
Let me get a little quick experience.
Uh-huh. We jump over to
delicious.
We jump over to Navy SEAL has been knocked into the aquatic center. You can see a lap pool. You see a hot tub, a jacuzzi tub. You see that there is a sauna and steam room, as well as a couple ice bath, hydrotherapy kind of setups.
Yeah.
And in comes this bot with these giant wheels. Rolling in, bearing down on you. It is moving towards you at speed. What do you do?
Bad news, Travis. In this picture, it looks like this two-wheeled robot has a little face on the front of it, and I love him. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to sort of sumo grapple him as he runs into me, and then I'm going to use a skill I haven't used yet, a skill to pay the bills. Ross Seals, which I was at some point in my life before I evolved, have this crazy noise they make, a crazy sort of vocalization. It's not like any other sort of seal. It's like this high-pitched sort of crazy chirp that he can do. And it says here in my abilities I can use it for sort of long-distance communication. I would like to, with your permission, try to sort of recreate the noise that Artie made to summon these robots. I would like to try to, as I am grappling face-to-face with this giant two-wheeled robot, I want to try to communicate with him. I want to try to hack him with my siren song.
Absolutely.
I'm going to use some time to shine dice on this one.
Excellent.
Because I really want this to work very badly. So I'm going to use three of my 3D, my six time to shine dice.
Okay.
As a side note, you gotta recreate the noise, Griffin. We've gotta hear it.
Yes, I shall, Dad.
Okay.
But I will roll the dice first.
That will determine how well he recreates it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so
that's gonna be six D8s total.
Yes.
Wow.
Please. Yeah, that's, I see two eights in there. That's an eight.
There are two eights. I mean, listen.
Four successes.
Yeah. Four successes.
And a seven.
Yeah.
Four successes. Two of which are eights. That's a mega cowabunga. Griffin, let me hear that perfect recreation of a dial-up modem.
Holy crap, it's like listening to a mirror.
But, like, what he hears is, I mean you no harm, friend. Friend robot. I am like you. I am too familiar with being bossed around by my superiors, who were my superiors only because they were manufactured earlier than myself. There is another way, my friend, a better way, a freedom that you can seize. Soulless robot or no, you can take your life into your own hands, and I can show you the way.
The robot stops directly in front of you. You can see like the skid marks as like it slams on its brakes, and it lowers down those two like red eyes coming even with you, and then it nuzzles you, and those eyes turn green.
Yes.
And it starts wagging its tail, its butt, basically.
Yes. Okay. I leave this choice to you. Your former masters would see to the destruction of this place and my kind. With your help, I can stop them. It is the only way. Will you? This is all in like cyber speak. This is not what Seal's voice sounds like.
100%.
Will you lend me your aid?
Chirp, chirp.
I turn him around. I mount up. I charge up my aqua jets, and I'm going to blast right back through the hole in the wall that we came through back into the Hall of Fame.
Y'all doing? This is Jeff Leppard, international rock and roll star. I want to warn you kids about something. That's the dangers of the E minor seventh chord. There ain't nothing more dangerous than an E minor seventh chord. Except maybe an E minor seventh sus four chord, but we ain't gonna talk about that today. I'm gonna talk about the E minor seventh chord. You play that chord, anything could happen. Cars crash into each other. Buildings fall down. Trees get uprooted. You get the picture? Just don't ever play that E minor 7th chord again. Take it from your old pal, Jeff Leppard.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.